This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The teaser for Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice was just released and it's awesome. Starring Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill, and Jesse Eisenberg, this film's gonna be huge. And check this super geeky fact out. Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice will be the first live-action film to feature both Batman and Superman, as well as the first theatrical film to feature live-action portrayals of Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and Cyborg. Be prepared to watch girls' eyes glaze over at Christmas parties when you lay that factoid on them. Batman vs. Superman hits theaters on March 25th, 2016. Fox is preparing a reboot of Rambo, ordering a script for a one-hour drama based on the iconic Sylvester Stallone film franchise. The project, which has been kicking around in Hollywood for a while, will be executive produced by Stallone and Avi Lerner, and it plans to pay tribute to the movies. Titled Rambo: New Blood, it will explore the complex relationship between Rambo and his son JR, an ex-Navy SEAL. Jeb Stuart, writer of The Fugitive and Another 48 Hours, wrote the script. Rambo First Blood will debut on Fox in the latter part of 2016. AMC's The Walking Dead capped the first half of its fifth season with more huge numbers and a nice uptick in same-day ratings, but it was down a little from last year. Compared with last year's fall finale, Walking Dead was down about 5% in total viewers. The Walking Dead remains the top-rated entertainment series of the fall in key demos despite its modest declines. As part of these last few weeks of promotion before Star Wars: The Force Awakens arrives in theaters on December 18th, Ample Hills Creamery has unveiled two limited edition Star Wars flavors: the Dark Side Ultra Dark Chocolate Ice Cream with Espresso Fudge Brownies, Cocoa Krispies, and White Chocolate Pearls, and the Light Side Bright Marshmallow Ice Cream with homemade crispy clusters as well as a smattering of handmade Cocoa Krispies. The ice cream was designed in conjunction with Disney. After sampling these fine Star Wars desserts, you might have trouble fitting into the seats at the theater. They are so good. Actress Courtney Cox and her fiancé Johnny McDade have split and they've called off their engagement. Last week, Johnny, a guitarist for Snow Patrol, packed up and moved out of Courtney's home in Malibu and returned back to England. We've heard that the two fought hard to save the relationship, but they finally gave up because the couple had been struggling over lifestyle choices. Courtney enjoyed being social and going out with friends. Johnny was more of a homebody and much more private. They went to counseling, but when that didn't work, they finally decided to call it quits. The pair got engaged in June of 2014 after 6 months of dating. All in all, they almost made it through 2 years, and in Hollywood, why, that's great! Lady Gaga's Poker Face just passed a major milestone. It's now 10 times platinum, 10 million units. The 2008 dance pop hit, which hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100, is now diamond. According to the RIAA's digital singles criteria, one unit is equal to one digital download or 100 streams. So this is Gaga's second song to achieve that feat. Bad Romance went diamond in 2013. That certification made her the first female Digital Diamond Award recipient. Congrats, Gaga! Former American Idol producer Nigel Lithgow is set to return for one last round for the show's farewell season. Lithgow, who departed the show after its 12th season, was invited to participate by Fremantle Media, who produces the show. In a statement, Lithgow said he's delighted and proud to rejoin the Idol team in order to create what is sure to be the most memorable and spectacular finale in all of television history. I brought the show over here. It's my baby, he said. I want to be there when they put it to pasture for a little while. Original judge Simon Cowell will also return when the show begins airing its final season January 6th. British band New Order is disappointed by their former bassist Peter Hook suing the band over lost royalties. Hook claims he's owed over $2 million after the remaining trio set up a company without him to handle their income. Hook is receiving 1.25% of the band's royalties and other income, but says he should be getting up to 12.5%. You know, once lawyers get involved with a band's differences, things get bad pretty fast. Hard to believe that it's been 25 years since the film Home Alone scored big at the box office. Now, the film that made a very young Macaulay Culkin a household name, he was so cute, is coming back to theaters for its silver anniversary, but this time accompanied by live orchestras. The holiday movie favorite will be screened in HD at concert halls across the country with local symphony orchestras performing John Williams' Academy Award-nominated score in sync with the film. 29 of these concerts will take place in 18 North American cities beginning on November 27th. Two additional performances are scheduled across the pond in Liverpool, England on January 2nd and 3rd. You know, I didn't know that the birthplace of the Beatles was also a hotbed of Home Alone groupies. Who knew?
The trash bin.
Hot-tempered Mel Gibson is reeling after being dumped by his much younger lover just weeks before he turned 60. Gorgeous aspiring screenwriter Rosalind Ross, 24, has moved out of the star's Australian home, but he's begging for another chance. Mel can't stand being alone, an insider told us. He's been pleading with Rosie to come back. He was hoping that they'd have a kid together, maybe even get married. The romance supposedly got tense as Rosalind struggled to cope with Mel's mood swings. Our source told us, quote, Rosalind flew home to America for a while because she needed a break from Mel. He can be the sweetest guy on earth one minute, then he just loses it. Mel's also very controlling. He expects Rosie to be at his beck and call, but Rosie's a free spirit, and that's not her style.
Stay on this phone and don't hang up for me. I can. I have plenty of energy to drive over there. You understand me? And I will!
Temper, temper, Mel. Temper, temper.
The news wrap-up.
Jay-Z's music streaming service, Tidal, appointed a former SoundCloud exec, Jeff Toig, as its new CEO. It's third in 8 months. Nokia has started to accept pre-orders for Ozo, the virtual reality camera the company announced earlier this year. However, Ozo doesn't come cheap. The camera will sell for a whopping $60,000. Spotify's Android and iOS apps are more popular than any other music stream app around the world. Mark Zuckerberg, the co-founder and chief executive of Facebook, announced that he and his wife would give 99% of their Facebook shares during our lives to charitable purposes, holdings that are currently worth $45 billion.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 holds on to the number one spot for another week.
The number one album.
Adele's 25 is the best-selling album for the third straight week.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition continues to be the best-selling app.
The number one fiction book.
The Nightingale by Kristen Hanna is the best-selling book in the USA.
Las Vegas band The Killers have a long-running tradition of releasing a song before Christmas and donating the proceeds from the sales of these songs to Bono's AIDS Foundation, RED. The group's Christmas singles have raised $850 million for the Global Fund to Fight AIDS. This is the 10th consecutive Christmas song to be released by these rockers. Here's The Killers with the song of the week, Dirt Sledding.
You've been after me a long while, a pathological display. Now take a moment to imagine my dismay. When I heard you had a heart change, I was skeptical at first. Till you seen it for yourself, I guess you just expect the worst. Crooked nose and bloodshot eyes, iron will for telling.
That was The Killers with their 10th consecutive Christmas single and the song of the week, Dirt Sledding. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.